When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
11:38, Thursday morning. It's The Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. Coming up in 15 minutes, the Cowboys, the failure, the success. Oh, this was a fun one this
What
morning.
Is it?
How do we define this for the Brian Schottenheimer era? But right now, boy, music.
So I went out Saturday night, and usually if I'm in the car with the lady and I'm not listening to the ticket, I just plug my phone in and hit shuffle. You guys have been in the car with me doing that. Hit shuffle and...
Yes, we have.
And just any tune will pop up. Well, one tune popped up that I hadn't heard in a long time. I don't know how many songs I have, and sometimes a song will get lost in a rotation if you're just shuffling around and you don't know. Well, this came up and it got me thinking that I should probably present this, and this probably won't be a one-time thing because there are a lot of rappers who want to be athletes, and then there are a lot of athletes who want to be rappers/singers.
That's right.
So this is the song that came up, and I want to involve all you guys so you can judge out four different songs here to see which one is the best, which one is the athlete that's legitimately putting waxing poetic on the microphone, on the mic. So this is the song that came up in my playlist. And I don't even know if you guys have heard this. This is Deion Sanders and Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
And the title of the song is Hall of Fame. This is when Deion was inducted. He made a song with Snoop Dogg. And we're going to get to the beginning of it, and then I'm going to fast forward to Deion's part. So this is the chorus.
It's clean?
Yeah, it's Deion. Yeah.
It's you.
Okay. Touche. So this is Snoop. Of course, Snoop is going to do his thing, and it's no big deal. So let's fast forward to Deion's verse, just to see how Deion put it down in this Hall of Fame.
Okay,
all right, here we go.
Okay.
Tag neck full raising hell. Home run touchdown in the same week. Lights, camera, action just to hear Prime speak. From the flow up, you know your boy was clean. In the same city, man, two different teams. Two sports, baby, on the same day. It was a norm for Prime. I made the haters pay. Respect my game, but hate the player. It turned me on to hush my naysayer.
It sounds like he's rapping, holding back an orgasm.
He's got a little Wayne thing going on there. Google me, baby. I'm the Genesis of swag. That's very Lil Wayne.
I'm the Genesis of swag. My hair is thin and I know it's been a thong. Five different teams, baby, same old song.
So that's Deion putting it down, Hall of Fame with Snoop Dogg, and it's an overall theme with the athlete wanting to become a musician. If they put a tune out, they're usually involving someone that's well known, I guess, to give the song some credibility. Now let's go to Shaquille O'Neal.
All right.
We know he's put out albums before.
Yeah.
He had a song with Biggie, Notorious B.I.G.
Sure.
This is, I think, seriously, when you want to judge Shaq's rap career, the best he's ever sounded on a track.
Okay.
And now you heard Deion. Let's listen to Shaq with his song, You Can't Stop the Rain.
Stop it, block it, when I drop it. Anytime I go rhyme for rhyme on a topic, they ain't even fit to step in Shaq's arena. I look inside your mind and I see your shook demeanor. In your eyes, why are you surprised? No matter how you try, not fly as Eloquaz. The new addition, this is the end
of your last night. In the daytime, you couldn't see me with a flashlight. I crash lights on sights of my enemy. I'm coming through and then I bomb your whole vicinity. Why that acting fake and chat, you're not a friend to me. I peeped your card, you're not as hard as you pretend to be. Who wanna spark it with the chocolate? Macadamia, head clean to the cranium. You know the name, Shaq aim to maintain. Money on the brain, can't stop the rain.
Huh? That's pretty good. That's way better than Dion, I think.
Wait, that's before he got smoke voice, too, apparently.
There were a lot of, you know, even probably some songs that were earlier Shaq sounded terrible. Then I heard this, I went, what the hell is this band? It's not bad.
It doesn't even really sound like Shaq rapping.
It really does.
I wasn't sure if it was the other guy.
Now, this is Biggie.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you can tell the difference when the real rappers come around
you can tell
to when, you know, the athletes are rapping. So that's the second one I wanted to bring to you. Now, if I'm going to do Shaq, of course, I know you guys all know that Kobe had a single out. I was going to say hit single, but there's no way it was a hit. It was with Tyra Banks, and the song was called Kobe.
Once again, flawless. Come on. And bras from Italy to the US. Yes, it's raw. I'm in search for the one to make my wealth feel poor. Who can ignore the spotlight life of glamour? My dumb fault. Have I found the ore? Should I search for? There's plenty of women with sex appeal when it's filled. Can you complete the package? All I date is actresses to play it safe. To them, my money ain't bait. But I must take risks to find a honey that's legit. Whether she push a bucket or 6 months with some mad chips. Out of her own or live by the mom's and pop's home. Rocks top fashion, Adidas attire, or Timbo's. I don't know. Yo, these women come and go like the wind they blow. How do I know it's you for show? When God talks to me, give me a signal. But until then, all my ears hear the steady flow. Come on.
that's Tyra. Yeah, that's Tyra Banks.
I thought Tyra was at the beginning
singing the hook. No, that's Tyra singing the hook and Kobe talking about, you know,
stuff and things.
Yeah, you know, girls.
Huh. That one kind of sucked.
How can I trust you? I don't know if
still
you're
better than Dion.
Man, I don't know. I kind of liked Dion.
So you think that's even better than Dion?
Dion's was, like, honestly, like me.
Dion was leaning a little too much into the sports side of things, but
they all did. They're all talking about what they know.
Yeah, but not like Dion's. Every line in Dion's was sports.
Well, it's a Hall of Fame song. It's when he was inducted.
That's just kind of my point. Is there anything else you know what to do, what to talk about? But well, I thought his delivery was fine.
Well, it's way better than the first one he put out with Must Be the Money. That was
terrible.
That's
what I thought you were going to play.
No. This is Hall of Fame. So now, this one I know is not going to be Shaq, Dion, or even Kobe, but I did have to bring it because it's kind of funny. So this is Jason Kidd.
Okay.
Jason Kidd put song out with Money B
from
Digital
one.
Underground.
Okay.
And it's called What the Kid.
What is he saying?
They want to know.
Jason, could you put
more
a little more
stills than Ricky Henderson
delivery?
It's like a Jason Kidd press conference out there game.
Exactly.
It's
like
just with a beat behind it. It's just talking about the box score or something.
More stills than Ricky Henderson.
You sure this isn't an 840 bit?
It sounds like it, right?
Wow. Okay, this is the worst one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but when I saw that he had a rap song, I had to put him in the group of athletes trying to rap.
Shaq was
good.
But
hey, let's get to the second verse.
I'm sure it gets better. High school, the fools didn't know how to act. The St. Joe's, the host treated me
different. But I was good on the dribble like an infant. Like a what?
I was good on the dribble like an infant.
What does that even mean?
The infants, they dribble. They drool.
God. I was good on the dribble like an infant.
One of his friends told him, oh, yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Of course, they did.
Some executive from a record company told him.
Oh, my gosh.
Really
and then they're like, we still going to dinner tonight, right?
I bet you even Money B from Digital Underground, like, this is what you want to put down? Okay, I'll help out
this
if that's
bad.
What you want. Yeah,
I go left and right. It's all right.
So that's the four that I had, and there are so many different athletes who wanted to be rappers.
Boss Ben Fat.
Out of the four that you heard today, which one would you actually have in your playlist? Which one was the best?
Shaq, man.
Yeah,
Shaq was the best.
Shaq was good.
I don't know. Jason Kidd's kind of growing on me.
I would never have the other three at all.
You're not taking this seriously. I thought Deion's was okay. I don't know why I like Deion's.
Nothing wrong with Deion's.
Every word. He was like, whatever he was rhyming with.
You want to go back to Deion?
Yeah.
Listen to how he fit. Listen. Down in the same
week. Lights, camera, action. What year is this?
We go. When was he inducted into the Hall of Fame? I'm going to say like 2005, 2006.
Because yeah, I'm getting like nine.
No, Dylan, I don't think it was 09.
I'm getting fireman vibes off of this song. It turned me on to hush my name, sale. Hold on,
did he do that? Did he do that? That's what he sounds like. I'm the genesis of swag. Who else but Prime can rock the black to red? My unit's fitting like a strip of fiddle thong. Five different teams, baby, same old song. Oh, man. I thought the Shaq song was really good, especially compared to what he put out at first. And when my biological didn't bother and all that, he sounded great on that tune. So I'm with you. I think Shaq was one. The kid was okay.
Dang. So Primetime peaked at number 70 on the RB Hip Hop Albums chart. The album did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there you go. That's boy music for this week.
That's a good athlete's
trying to rap. And again, plenty more. There are some that I have to put a whole lot of beeps under if we do this one again.